The European Union is imposing an oil embargo as part of some of the toughest sanctions yet against Iran. The sanctions are in retaliation against Iran's nuclear program. Tehran denies it's developing nuclear weapons, and it's again threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil supply route. Unions are warning a decision by Toyota to cut 350 jobs could result in more job losses in the car component industry. Toyota's blaming the high Australian dollar for the job cuts. The federal government has used the decision to criticise opposition plans to cut car subsidies, saying it would jeopardise the industry. High-profile brain surgeon Charlie Teo is calling for a bipartisan approach to refugees. In his Australia Day address, Dr. Teo said racism still existed and Australia has an international obligation to treat refugees well. Syria has rejected a call by the Arab League for President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to his deputy. The Arab League wants the transfer of power as a first step to forming a unity government to stop the violence. The League has also extended its observer mission by a month. Egypt's newly elected parliament has sat for the first time. It's the first parliament elected since the downfall of former President Hosni Mubarak. Islamists dominated the elections, winning more than 70% of the seats.